following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Send something wonderful to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California. All of that information can be found where, Conscience?
On VeraSpeaks.com.
I want to leave you with a Christmas song that I want to dedicate to the new homeowner, Big Fatty, for you, because this was one of your favorite albums and songs when you were a kid. Hear from Christmas with Conniff, the Ray Conniff Singers, singing Jingle Bells. I love you, lovies. Thank you. Bye.
So what room don't we want to talk about in Fatty's new house?
We don't want to talk about it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So what room don't we want to talk about in Fatty's new house?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1885 of the BFO for Wednesday the 15th of April 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters, and I've got more stories to tell about the Fat Villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Phyla's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Phyla's today because, y'all, in the U.S. of A. today, it is tax filing deadline day. Yes, Big Fatty. Poodle, have you filed in? No, Big Fatty. I do not have any income. I do not have to file. But Squeaky Kitty had to do the 1040 W-2A 71. Because Squeaky Kitty is makes so much catnip. Bitch, Freddy, what am I talking about? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, it is tax day in the U.S. of A., and y'all, they'll be scurrying. There will be scurrying. Big Freddy scurrying. Big Freddy, oh my goodness, scurrying. But anyway, y'all, Big Fatty is not scurrying because Big Fatty's already done his taxes and gotten the refunds. Yes, Big Fatty, you are Johnny on the spot. So anyway, y'all, before I start telling you about the Fat Villa and what I've been doing on two, I say Tuesday, y'all, I thought we'd start off and y'all, I'm getting a little behind again on the voice letters. So I thought we'd start out and catch up on some of those today. Big Fatty, a plan laid is a plan. My plan made. It's one of those made and laid. I don't know what it is, Big Fatty. Squeaky Kitty, you do you know? Oh, okay.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin and oh. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart Pants, you are the morning drive. So I just want to say good morning to Christina and Sater and Daniel and Guru and Timmy and Christina. I hope you brushed good. She said she listens while she brushes her teeth. So let's see. So good morning, Pancakes. Good morning, Gavin. Yes, Gavin listens as soon as it drops in the morning. So and good morning, Toppy. Or maybe good night, Toppy. The Morning Drive by Big Farty and the gang. They're all here. Poodle McNoodle.
Hi.
Gentleman Collar Doll. and Squeaky Kitty. Drive safely now.
Vanity, she's always out of breath whenever she calls.
It's true. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and y'all will have weather on the 8s and gentlemen callers on the 9s. B, Fatty. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Anyway, we'll.
It's time for our traffic reporter. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, my old jalopy, not a new jalopy, still an old jalopy. But I'm searching. There's been some progress made. Anyway, I was just calling with my Big Fatty is finally moving update, because by the time this is played, you'll be settled into the new fat villa, which I don't like, but I do love that it's FB and it rhymes with FC, but, you know, what do I know? Oh, dear Lord, there's a funeral procession, and it's not the good kind. Don't go shooting anybody in Charleston, folks. We do not need a riot. We don't need an incident. So anyway, look, I'm on my way over to the Fat Cave, and I'm leaving this message because I'm going to move your technologies, because this means that you won't be able to use the internet, which is really doing Charleston a service. Not a disservice, trust me, a service. So I'm very excited, and I'm just going to call in and give everyone the updates throughout the moving process, and also measure how much I actually lift versus how much Big Fatty lifts. So, all right, you're fat. Me.
Yeah, that's a yell. That, of course, is old Vader, our traffic reporter. And, Vader, thank you so much for that update on the funeral procession. My only question is, you said it's a funeral procession and not the good kind. I'm not quite sure what that means. Big Fatty, I don't know what that means either. Vader, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for taking apart my technology. But y'all, he also did find me some free inner tubes to use that last night there in the Fat Cave. So anyway, Big Fatty, and he also called back.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Hey, look, Big Fatty, it's day two of your move, a palooza, and day two is the day before the movers actually show up, and so I was calling now to give you the report on day one. First of all, I crawled around on your floor for what felt like about 18 hours, and I'm just going to tell you, had to go home and bathe because it was filthy. And we didn't really make much progress, but that's okay. The electronics got moved, and I carried that 1984 model tube TV down 18 flights of stairs and in and out of the Ford Park. Now, I've just pulled out of my neighborhood. I'm on my way to your place, by the way, so just so you know, get ready for me. I had to have a milkshake, quite honestly, because traffic light. I was just bone weary from all that lifting. I needed some calcium. And then while I was at home bathing and getting ready to go out to the event, one of those, I'm going to tell you, the Rob 1, or the, I think that was Rob 2, actually, was on one of the dating sites and was just vulgar. Just vulgar, Big Fatty. And just soliciting me inappropriately. And I was quite flattered. And so hello, boys. And I hope you enjoyed your time here in Charleston. They are lovely, lovely people. Well, they are lovely, but they didn't really solicit me. Well, once they found out who I was, they pretty much stopped talking to me. Who could blame them? But anyway, we're on our way back to day two of the event. Now, who knows what's about to happen over here? I'm kind of dressed nice because I have dinner plans. So I assume that means I'm going to be crawling around on the floor. And I'm actually about to turn onto your street. That's how close you are to me now. But anyway, if you're out there listening, be very, very glad that Big Fatty did not rope you into helping him hoist. So, yeah. Okay, I'll see you in about 3 minutes, depending on how long this light takes. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is old Vader. Big Fatty, is it time for traffic on the 9s again? I don't know, but it is 9 minutes past the start of the show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and here's the thing with Vader and all. Y'all, he volunteered to do this. Well, now, it's true that, he feels sorry for the elderly. And thank Hydrogen for that. And the old gal knows about the elderly and needing the help with the technology.
Yes, Big Fatty, all the old farts, but not you, gentleman caller. Yes, Squeaky Kitty, you too need help with the technology. Y'all, it's true. And y'all, don't
let him kid you. He needed a milkshake so he could bring the boys to the yard.
Big Fatty, is that how that song goes? You
gonna bring the milkshake to the yard? Damn right. I'm gonna bring him to the yard. Damn right. Gonna bring him to the yard.
Big Fatty, you are just awful.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Phoenix Dave from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Long story. Anyway, I have a Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Phoenix Dave. Y'all, he's in Red Stick. Big Fatty, Phoenix Dave, what you got?
When you went to the doctor recently, did that mean that for the day you became finger puppet? Thanks. Bye.
Well, first of all, Phoenix Dave from Red Stick, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. I think you've called before. I know we've gotten cans from you. And second of all, this is an excellent question. And y'all, Phoenix Dave is referring to my digital rectal exam, my DRE, if you will, that I had when I went to the to get my... my anal fiscal.
Big Fatty, it's annual, not anal.
Well, part of it is anal.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And, you know, it's... I have not heard of the DRE being referred to as finger puppetry, but, you know, when you break it right down... you know, puppetry is the full appendage, so I guess that this would be a subset of the puppetry classification. So,
Big Fatty, I think he's come up with something new. Maybe Squeaky Kitty can be an expert at finger puppetry. Oh, Big Fatty, no, get those fingers away from me!
Gussie, y'all, I want to just bring you up to date. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, you know, I said Durwood was on his way over. Y'all, he came over and he brought a Kentucky grilled chicken. And y'all, we had a little supper. And y'all, he treated me to supper. And then he said, Big Freddy, put me to work. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Saturday night, Durwood said I had a saggy ass.
Big Freddy, you do!
Okay. But y'all, he made up for it last night, is all I gotta say, because y'all, Durwood was just the sweetest thing. He came and y'all, we got the love chamber all squared away. We got the bed made. Y'all, he was so worried about which way we were gonna turn down the sheets. So we got it all squared away, and y'all, then he had to have it. He says, where's the orange glow? And y'all, he had to go and dust everything. Y'all, he just couldn't put up with that dust. And y'all, thank hydrogen for Durwood. And y'all, Big Fatty was unpacking boxes and everything. And y'all, then he says, all right, what else do I need to do? And y'all, I asked him if he would clean the cabinet that the crema figurines.
Big Fatty, you're not supposed to use the word figurine.
The crema figurines go in. Y'all, it's nothing but glass. And y'all, he went, ugh. Poor thing. Y'all, he cleaned the glass on that cabinet. It must have been an hour.
Big Fatty, it was not that clean when you bought it.
It's true. Y'all, it's absolutely sparkling. It is absolutely sparkling, and I cannot thank Durwood enough. And y'all, Big Fatty got the entire lava chamber, all the boxes in there unpacked, and got the bathroom, the master bathroom boxes all unpacked. And y'all, then we kind of got the furniture situated, and we got some dishes in the dishwasher. Y'all, I gotta tell you, this dishwasher cleans the dishes. Y'all, I know this sounds odd, but y'all, I've never had a dishwasher. And y'all, I cannot tell you how beautiful this dishwasher cleans the dishes. And I've been washing dishes like there's no tomorrow. Big Fatty, it's very easy when you have a dishwasher. It's true. Y'all, then, let's see. Then on two, I say Tuesday. First of all, y'all, Monday night, I couldn't sleep worth a shit. And I think that kind of goes with the territory when you're sleeping in a new place. But when I finally went to sleep, y'all, since I was taking two, I say Tuesday off, I just slept late. And, y'all, I got up and had some brofkas, y'all, I went down to the Fat Cave.
Big Fatty, it was kind of sad.
It was, but y'all, I cleaned up the Fat Cave, some. And now I still have stuff down there, but we're making progress. And so anyway, but I cleaned up a lot of the dust and it looks a hundred times better than it was. And but y'all, it was so hot in there. I had sweat dripping off my face. It got on my glasses. I couldn't see what I was doing.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, then I came back out here to the Fat Villa. And unloaded the Ford Escape. And y'all, I'm hearing noise out in the front. Y'all, it's the lawn service. And y'all, I think that they're just cleaning up the neighborhood. Y'all, and then the guy is blowing the leaves out of my yard. And y'all, I went out, and it's the same lawn guy that I had talked to a while back when I first bought the Fat Villa. It was what the guy the previous owners used, and so I went out and introduced myself again. And y'all, I told him that I wanted him to keep coming, and that Big Fatty would be happy to pay him. He says, "Oh, I don't send bills. I'll just put a bill in your post office box. I don't mail them, and you can just send me a check whenever." He says, "I'll just stop buying when it needs it. I'll take care of it about every 2 weeks." I said, okay. So y'all, that's another check off the box. But y'all, I said, well, I asked him, I said, "Now, how often do you come?" He goes, "Every day." And it took me back for a second, and then he laughed. And I said, oh. But I say Tuesday, y'all, I have emptied all the boxes here in the recording studio, and y'all, I've washed my first load of clothes.
Big Fatty, you're just coming right along.
Oh, dear Gassy. Y'all, one serious note. I had a couple of folks ask me how they could send a CAD or something to Urban Guy T.O. And y'all, I have an address. Turnip Head sent me an address. So if you want to send something, it'll go to Turnip Head, and he'll make sure that Urban Guy T.O. Gets it. So if you would like that, just send me an e-letter, and I'll pass that along to you. I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal. You heard the old gal. Yo, yo, yo. Conscience. What's your favorite part of the new Fat Villa?
So what room don't we want to talk about in Fatty's new house?
Oh, it's the one where we do the finger puppetry, right, Kitty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.